And we're very pleased now to be joined on the line from Washington, Simon Marks, the ARN Washington correspondent, to talk about Hillary Clinton and a presidential announcement, I suppose you can call it. Very good morning to you, Simon. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome, guys. Hope you're well.
Very well, thank you. So this is becoming almost dynastic policies in the States, as she could be running against Jeb Bush in Florida for the presidency if they both get their party's nominations.
Yes, but I think it's worth saying that they've both got a very long way to go before we get there. So Hillary Clinton, having made the announcement that everybody was expecting, she is a candidate for the presidency in 2016, is immediately hitting the road and heading to Iowa, where she'll spend Monday. Democrats say that she wants to interact with ordinary voters so she can begin the process of telling them why she believes she's the right person to be their champion. Going forward, she says she wants to be a champion for middle-class, hard-working Americans who want to continue to see their lives being bettered. But it's very notable that Hillary Clinton says she wants to get into the country and start talking to ordinary voters. She certainly doesn't want to talk to the grand inquisitors of radio or television here. She is issuing interview requests at this point, trying, I think, to avoid the questions that she has still not answered about why she deleted 60,000 email messages from her server dating back to her time as Secretary of State, questions that the Republicans continue to throw in her direction about her actions the night of the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. So, you know, she's not putting herself in a position where she's going to have to answer those questions immediately, but they will not go away, and it seems fairly clear that there are at least some bumps in the road ahead for Hillary Clinton if she does indeed want to win the Democratic Party's nomination and perhaps ultimately the presidency.
If she gets that Democratic Party nomination, I've seen that stickers are already on the sale in the US saying anything Bill can do, Hill can do better. How much is this going to be on the coattails of Bill Clinton?
Look, I think there are some real questions about what kind of role Bill Clinton plays in a Hillary Clinton campaign. He insists that he's not going to be the campaigner in chief, that he's going to let her get on with it. But people close to Bill Clinton say that when push comes to shove, he simply won't be able to control himself, that when she gets into the mud with whoever her Republican opponent is going to be, and the mud truly starts flying, or when she finds herself facing challenges for the Democratic Party's nomination, they argue that Bill Clinton will want to wade into the campaign himself. So she's going to have to find a way, I think, not only of distancing herself from him politically, she's going to have to articulate her own vision for the future that is distinct from the vision of Barack Obama, and she's also going to have to find a way of explaining her own record as Secretary of State. Think about things like the woman who presented the Russians with that big red reset button, insisting that she was going to end the chill in the relationship between Washington and Moscow that had existed under President George W. Bush. That didn't work out so well for her. So there's all sorts of complications here, although if you are a Hillary Clinton loyalist, you look at the polls, and certainly as far as the battle for the Democratic Party's nomination is concerned, you think that she's already got it all locked up.
Simon, let's talk about the economy a little bit. In the video that she posted online, which I watched, she's very much portraying herself as the woman of the people. She's the Democratic candidate, and she says that the rich and the powerful have got too much money and too much power. Are the American public going to buy this? Because she and Bill are extremely wealthy people, aren't they?
Absolutely, Richard. I mean, I think you've put your finger on an issue that's going to be difficult for her. This is a woman who, for over a quarter of a century, has been a leading member not just of the political elite in the United States, but the socioeconomic elite in the U.S. She is one of the richest women in the country. She has spent the last several years raising millions of dollars for what was, until a few hours ago, called the Bill Bill, Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. She's now resigned her positions with that foundation. And yet, here's a woman who's taken to Twitter in the last few hours urging Americans to fund her campaign at $5 a time. That video that you referred to, there's a fascinating scene there where she's sitting in a coffee shop listening to a voter speak to her. You know, it's been quite a while since Hillary Clinton wandered into a diner, bellied up to the bar and ordered a hamburger with a side of cheese fries. She's going to have to engage in that kind of retail politics if she is truly going to make the sale. And, you know, American voters look for authenticity, and it's going to be very interesting to see if she's able to deliver it.
Well, let's just hear a quick burst from that video now. Stay on the line, Simon, and we'll get your reaction to this in a second. This is Hillary's video.
I'm running for president. Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead, because when families are strong, America is strong. So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, because it's your time, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
We've got about 30, 40 seconds left, Simon. Who are the presidential frontrunners for the forthcoming election?
Well, you'd have to say that on the Democratic side, it's Hillary Clinton, because she's the only declared candidate up until now. There may be others, though, that choose to jump in. And let's remember, we don't know what Vice President Joe Biden is currently planning. He hasn't yet indicated whether he's going to give it a go or not. On the Republican side, in a few hours' time, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida will announce that he's getting into the race. Jeb Bush, of course, Ted Cruz from Texas, they're already in it. So is Rand Paul, the Libertarian from Kentucky. So a much more competitive race on the Republican side. I would suggest that on both sides of the political coin here, it is still too early to say exactly how all this ends up.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. Simon Marks, ARN Washington correspondent. We do appreciate your time this morning. Have a good evening.
Thanks a lot, guys.